You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
There are many ways daily around here where we can feel shame from a number of different angles. Yesterday for me, I was not expecting this. It arrived about mid-afternoon, I would say, after we had left here. Those essays that some of us are writing for the show are difficult to write. They take a long time to do. And I was sort of trying to set up the entire week of this is going to be a lot of Aaron Rodgers news that's headed our way. A lot of people are going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers. And so I did something about player empowerment and quarterbacks in that sport, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, and the idea that the needle has moved a little bit on quarterbacks are feeling free in that sport, a conservative sport, a militaristic sport, a sport that we've talked about, the pressure of the culture. You got to be about the team. The quarterbacks do not do the stuff that Aaron Rodgers just did. That Tom Brady changed championship teams.
They are the team, though, those guys.
Understood, but it wasn't something that you'd see before, that a quarterback in that league, that conservative system throws away the relationship that he has with that city by daring to go somewhere else. And so I wrote something about the possibility of him retiring and then thought to myself, man, there are some people listening to this in the modern age who are listening to me talking about him possibly retiring after it's already been reported that he is indeed coming back and that the Packers have made concessions. And I'm talking about player empowerment and the idea of Aaron Rodgers can force his way out by retiring. And all it took, according to Trey Wingo, was, hey, can you get me Randall Cobb?
It's like, it's my favorite.
It's like, wait a minute.
Always comes back to what? Cobb.
It's like, this was all about Randall Cobb.
The MVP of the league, all he can do when he's like squeezes the organization.
It's the worst power play I've seen outside of Stugatz.
Brady gets Gronk and Antonio Brown, and Aaron Rodgers is like, please, I need Randall Cobb.
I thought when Trey Wingo reported that, I was like, that's got to be wrong. That can't be the concession that the Packers have to make. It's not, never mind all those stats about Peyton Manning has thrown 293 career touchdown passes to first round picks, and Aaron Rodgers has thrown one. It's just about, can you get me Randall Cobb? And no, you can't get me Jordy Nelson. Okay, I'll settle for Randall Cobb. It's like, what is that? What?
I thought Cobb had retired. I gotta be honest.
He was ineffective last year. He might as well have been retired.
I think he was injured. And I also think, I know he's in Texas. I feel strongly that he's in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
You're not sure whether he's a cowboy or not?
It's either Houston or Dallas.
I think he's a cowboy.
No, it's Houston. It was Dallas Houston. Before that.
Yeah. It's either Dallas or Houston. I knew it was one of them.
So Mike had it right more generally. So what did you make of what it is that happened yesterday?
With Aaron?
I mean, no, Greg. No,
with
Greg.
Cobb. Well, we're no, talking Greg. About Cobb. I mean, I was talking
in the women's air rifle
from a Cobb perspective.
I wanted to know what you thought about France's 4 gold medals. Right. I just took a weird route to get to
right.
It.
It's about time. And the Philippines, by the way, won their first gold in 97 years, which is fabulous. It doesn't surprise me. I didn't think he was going to retire. I wasn't sure they were going to trade him. It doesn't support. This is a perfect compromise. It works for both sides. 1 year and then he's out of there. So it works.
We think he's out of there, right? They're still working on the contract details, but he has to make sure, like Dan, if he went through all of this to get Randall Cobb and doesn't have some sort of agreement in place contractually that allows him to leave next year right. and go where he wants to go, terrible.
Well, the reported details are it does kind of seem like he'll be able to go at the end of this season.
Kind of.
Right.
Yes.
Billy, what are you hypothesizing that the Packers should do?
To him. They should absolutely lie to him. Yeah. Tell him whatever he wants to hear to get him back. Oh, yeah, don't worry, Aaron. Trust us. Yeah, you want to leave after this year? Yeah, no problem, buddy. You can go wherever you want. Don't worry about it. Just trust us. We'll take care of you. Everything's good here. And then as soon as he gets back, you do none of those things that you promised him to get him there. Business, Dan.
Do we now know what he and Davante Adams meant by posting the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen? Is he saying
clearly
last dance?
Randall
last
Cobb. Dance. No. I think he means get me Randall Cobb. In the middle, there's just a little corn emoji. Randall Cobb? It has to be true because Trey Wingo wouldn't put himself out. What, did we stop at Eddie Lacy? We couldn't get James Starks.
I don't think anyone knows, but it worked. We can't argue that.
Can you get me Bubba Franks?
I need Ty Montgomery because he wears 88 and is eligible for both backfield and wideout.
It can't just be that, though. It has to be and the promise of this is the deal Brady had the last year with the Patriots, is it not? It was understood that in Brady's mind, this is the last year I'm doing this, but that was a more formal free agency. He was looking forward to his contract being up.
Well, he set it up that way, so he would be a true free agent.
But Aaron Rodgers has to trust that the organization in a year, the organization will say, if they don't make the Super Bowl or if they don't win the Super Bowl.
Well, does he have to trust that or can he get it in writing?
Right,
can he get it guaranteed?
He's got no trust. He doesn't trust the Packers.
I don't know if you can get something like that in writing. This is a power play that failed by Aaron Rodgers. He felt good about assurances that he got pre-draft, didn't work out. Then he started leaking stuff out to the media before the draft, showed his hand, and his other hand that he had to play was, then I'll just straight up retire. And obviously he wasn't going to do that. $50,000 a day, you are fined. The NFLPA agreed to this somehow. $50,000 a day for every day of camp you willingly do not attend. And that was ultimately what got Aaron Rodgers back in there with assurances that, hey, I can go wherever I want. And then probably a Packers organization that's like giving him a wink and a point, hoping that if we win the Super Bowl, we dare you to go anywhere else.
That's the way I would do it, a wink and a point. But I heard Schefter saying this morning that they are working on the details and that Aaron Rodgers is not going to step foot on a field until he has that guarantee and assurance from the Packers.
Right. There's just no way he would trust them. There's no way he goes forward without getting this in writing contractually.
I don't believe, Mike, that $50,000 a day is enough to get Aaron Rodgers into camp. Just that. It has to be not just that and Randall Cobb. It has to be something else.
But what about day four of this? Because I'm a feel like maybe the room starts shrinking a little bit and you start feeling that a little.
It's a car.
It's a lot of money. It's a luxury car he's given up a day. I mean, he's married now, Dan. Bills are stacking up. We know that he's out here on auto pay with country clubs. He needs to tighten up those finances.
I'm pretty sure that in holdout situations, I think I have this right, they can retroactively go back and give you back all of that money. I don't think that the fines are a permanent thing, that once you arrive at a place that you are,
it could be negotiated.
You've agreed to terms, they wipe out some of the court costs or whatever it is.
It would have to be negotiated, but they absolutely can go back retroactively. Also, they could not. It seems as though the Packers won this round, and we'll see. And they'll probably end up winning the whole thing because Aaron Rodgers is going to be their quarterback. He's an elite quarterback. They get another year of what we think is Aaron Rodgers being good, and then he gets a year older, a little bit more wear and tear on that body, and then they'll be like, okay, you can go wherever you want. It'd be interesting to see if it's an AFC or NFC, if the Packers have any say in that, or if this is just, hey, let's make it go away this year and we'll let you go wherever you want next year.
How much would you pay to know the real details or to see what the negotiations look like with agents and lawyers and everyone else, given that there are relationships here? There are people that he knows. There are whatever's happening in terms of arguments and dislike and distrust. There have to be things here that are negotiated. You think, we all think, correct? What's been reported so far, that he's going to be allowed to leave at the end of this year. That it's not just Randall Cobb, and it's not just get to camp and no fining.
It can't just be
I know
Randall
it's funny.
Cobb.
You can't. Right. You have to laugh every time you hear the name Randall Cobb. You have to laugh. Right.
I don't. How do you even hold out against Green Bay? This is the worst organization. They don't have an owner. Like, who do I complain to? We have to have a town hall every time I want to have a holdout. File your complaints to some guy named Murph. I don't understand how you win against the Green Bay Packers. They just smoked our Aaron Rodgers.
How is this being perceived nationally? Because Mike's saying this is a loss for Aaron Rodgers, and I keep hearing people say some of what Greg Cody is saying, which is win-win. I don't think Randall Cobb is win-win. I think he gets to leave at the end of the year by mutual agreement might be win-win.
No, but both sides do win. The Packers get Aaron Rodgers for one more year. Rodgers gets to try to win a championship with his teammates for that town for one more year, and then he gets to go, presumably, where he wants to go. That's a win for everyone, I think.
Right. I don't think Aaron Rodgers truly was ready to retire, so he gets potentially one more year, and then he can do what Brady do, which is enter free agency as long as the Packers agree to his, you know, concessions and whatever, which, like Greg said, got to get that in writing.
But it's not free agency, and I don't think you can put something
right,
like that in writing.
Right, it's not free agency, but with the understanding that if he's still unhappy, they'll be open to trading him. And if they don't, and then at that point, I think we either have this whole conversation again, and he's unhappy, and he tries to force their hand, or potentially almost retire again. And I don't see the Packers, like, I don't see him blinking if this happens a second time.
They're taking that third year off of the contract, and they're removing any tags that they could potentially put on him. So that's going to make him a true free agent. I mean, it is. That's what Brady did.
But that's in 2 years. That's a true free agent in 2 years.
And he's trying to get that. He's trying to say, hey, after next year, we're done. No tags, no more contract, get rid of it. I don't care. I just want to go somewhere else.
I suppose that's the way you get it in writing. You have, after 1 year, a contract option that allows Aaron Rodgers to get out, to void the contract. But I also think Aaron Rodgers would like those $45 million a year.
Well, he'll get them somewhere else, right?
Depending on how he plays. What if he gets hurt?
Well, that's a good point.
He's also getting the chance to, like, he's giving the Packers a second chance, basically, saying, like, look, you guys almost screwed this up. Now you have a season to give me some of the things that I want. And if I'm not happy, then I'm leaving. Like, this is the last chance. It's kind of like being in a relationship, and it's like you keep cheating on me. I'm giving you one more chance, and if you do it one more time, I'm out of here.
And here's the bracelet, i.e. Randall Cobb. Who leaked this out to Trey Wingo? Was it Randall Cobb's agent? Was it it had to have been the Texans or whatever team in Texas he plays for? Because there's a
who
chance.
Who does it benefit, Mike?
Randall Cobb, the organization Randall Cobb plays for, obviously, because he's up there in age. He's probably someone that might
he's
get cut.
30.
He's 30.
But he's 30? Not
he's
a
only
30? Player.
He's 30?
Get out of here.
To defend Randall Cobb a little bit, he did have an 800-yard season 2 years ago before he was traded to Houston and was injured. So I don't know. It's like Randall Cobb is a funny butt of a joke, but he's not like the worst player
he's a number three.
In the NFL.
30?
Okay, whatever it is that he is, he's Randall Cobb.
I'm going to disagree. I think he is funny, and I do think he's a punchline. And the only way it would have been funnier if it was Jared Abadaris.
Do me the favor of just looking, Mike, at all the memes and GIFs that came after Trey Wingo's report that I'm hearing that the concession that Aaron Rodgers needs is Randall Cobb. I just want you to tell me how many cats there are just looking befuddled and confused. I want to know what is after that, because there have to be nothing but confused jokes after the Trey Wingo report, that the thing that after all that mess, the thing that's getting him back to camp is the promise or the possibility. That's not even the promise, because Randall Cobb is still on a team in Texas.
A lot of people that had to read it several times over. I thought this tweet was from 2017 when it first came across my timeline. BJ Raji has to be super jealous right now, right?
You run out of skill, guys. You run out.
Yeah, but BJ Raji's a good one.
I'm trying to find all the skill guys.
Haha, Clinton Dix. John Kuhn.
Maybe he's purposely making a ridiculous demand and trying to test them. Like, you guys really want to give me something? How about Randall Cobb? Let's see how far you're willing to go.
Performance art. I believe.
There's a Donald Lee, I believe. There's a Corliss. I know there's a Corliss.
I love the idea of John Kuhn. You got to get me a fullback.
Yeah, I had the fullback at the one.
Didn't this whole thing start because of Jake Kumerow too? Can we get Jake Kumerow back?
Yes, it did.
Reacquire him from the Bills.
TJ Lang.
Cobb. The Colonel.
It's not his nickname, Greg.
Should be.
You're right.
I agree. Actually, Randall Tex Cobb, considering his weird knack of playing for teams in the state of Texas. Yeah. Randall Tex Cobb at this point.
The Colonel.
Damn right.
Who is Corliss?
Number 80, I think.
I got to find him. Andrew Corliss. What's the guy like?
Oh, Richard Rodgers. Richard Rodgers was good for a weird 24-yard out sideline pattern last improvisational option open. Geronimo Allison.
Oh, that's a great one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. It's a funny name. Who was fat number 80?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to get this guy. I'm like a dog with bone on this one. It's not Abadaris. There was another white dude. Who caught the Hail Mary? Was it Abadaris or somebody else? The Hail Mary against Arizona.
Abadaris. I don't think you're going to do better comedically as a name than Abadaris.
Jeff Janis.
Janis. Wow.
That's what I was looking for. You know, when you hear it, you know. Janis.
What happened to him?
He stopped playing for the Packers.
He was Jeff Janis.
Yeah, he was Jeff Janis. And that's how they helped him out. Oh, yeah. Injuries? No, we won't be aggressive at the deadline. Here's Jeff Janis and Justin Perillo. Was that fat number 80? Might have been.
I think Perillo was fat number 80.
Yeah, Justin Perillo.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Don Levitard.
You sure Stan is okay with this and on board with this? Or, you know, maybe he's cursing you on the way home? I don't know. I'm just saying.
He might be a little sensitive. Yeah. As most fat people are.
Him leaving the... Top rope.
Fat was harsh. I take that back. As most heavy people are.
Big boned.
Big boned.
Stugatz.
Do people have bigger bones than other people? No, right?
No, it was a mess.
That's not a thing.
No.
Right? I think it is.
We all have different skeletons, though. Your femur's not the same size as my femur. You know what I mean?
Baby.
Femur is a leg. Why are you guys? Why are you guys baby?
Whenever anybody says baby, I feel like I have to say it.
Felt like it fit.
I definitely have the smallest femur.
I've heard Abby complain about it.
Baby.
So have I.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Your lead topic was Aaron Rodgers, Packers, apparent truth's good for everybody. And then when I went to you, it's all you said. It's your lead topic, and it's the only thing you said.
I have to be concise.
You didn't have to be concise. I went to it specifically because it was your first topic, and then when I went to you, all you gave me is what was on the sheet repeated twice.
There you go.
I had to explain it, though, to Dan.
Right. I mean, what do you want beyond that? I mean, that's the gist of my opinion.
Win-win.
Is exactly. You know, he wasn't going to retire. I mean, did you honestly think he might retire?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
No. That was never going to happen.
The names on this Packers team.
They have a Sternberger.
Sternberger, an Abadaris, an Equanimeous St. Brown.
There was a Crabtree.
A Valdez Cantling.
Oh, Crabtree. Yeah, that was a Crabtree.
You know what? Yeah. He should hold out. Just in talking this one out.
He should this just segment turn and, around. And, go and, go and leave. Take the plane right back to California. Yeah. Hear this segment and be like, wait a minute.
They haven't helped you, Aaron. They really haven't.
I doubt that if I went to you on new Greg Cody podcast talks Ted Lasso with show writer and creative force Bill Lawrence, that's all I would get there. I'm guessing that I'm guessing that there would probably be more.
I don't want to hog the mic. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I say a concise thing and then the conversation flows. That's the way that works.
The Colonel.
Colonel Cobb.
Colonel Cobb.
That's right. How is that not his nickname?
Because it's Tex-No.
No, if I grow up a Cobb, I call myself the Colonel. Like, who was the guy from the Sentinel?
For the love of God, Craig Barnes?
Yeah, Craig Barnes was the Colonel. That's right.
You're doing it, the Colonel, as a military rank. Right. I legitimately thought it was like a corn cob.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, it works both ways.
Wow, this is just arriving to you.
It's phonetic.
You didn't even, you didn't mean to go for the homonym.
The what?
How many grits is more like it?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chunkiner!
It's like the word two, Dan. There's various uses of it. There's the number, T-W-O. Then there's T-O, like if you're going to write a letter. And then there's T-O-O also.
Right.
Thank you, Billy.
That's what I'm here for.
There.
Who needs me?
It's also it's also what makes the American English language so difficult to learn. Because homonyms don't really exist other places.
Exactly.
Is that right? English is the only language that has that?
Well, I've spoken to people that have learned English as like a third language, and they're like, man, homonyms. Woof. That was tough.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
How do you explain to somebody in a second language, look, here's the deal. There's then, and then there's then. And they're spelled differently, and they mean different things.
Yeah. Right. And don't check Twitter because they still don't get it right.
There's there, and then there's there with an apostrophe.
There's your and your, and those are the same, but there's a funny little piece of punctuation in the middle of one of them.
What?
But and but. It's a good one, Stugatz.
It is? B-U-T. That's it. Oh, and B-U-T-T. Marrying butts.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Pork butt.
Forgot about
Boston
him.
Butt.
Yeah.
Jake butts.
Is it Jake Butts or Jake Butt?
It's just it's a singular butt. Butt.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. That's my bad.
That's all right. You were thinking
four. Right. I was thinking four cheeks.
Yeah. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Correct.
I like that.
Jake Thank Butt you. Was a good tight end. I thought he'd be better. Injury.
He was good. He was hard to stop in Michigan.
He was.
Injury in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
No, well, I think coming into the pros, I think he might still be a Bronco, or he's trying to hold on to the last vestiges of his pro career.
Speaking of butts,
don't do beach volleyball transition.
Please don't. Terrible transition.
What I was going to do is Pink running to the rescue of the Norwegian handball team.
Love
Good
it.
Save, yeah.
Because they have been fined for uniforms that they're wearing because they don't want to wear bikini bottoms. And Pink has said that she will pay all of the fines.
I think you have to say Pink. Her name has an exclamation point at the end of it.
That's true.
Jake Butt is a bear.
Yeah.
Bear Butt. Sorry.
Now, what are you sorry for?
Bear's another one. B-A-R-E. B-E-A-R.
You were talking about something. Pink.
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 When did she put the exclamation point on her name? Has it been since the beginning?
You know, it was. I don't think it was from the beginning because remember, she got trotted out as an R&B act. Remember? And then you remember this, right?
No, but I just Googled pink exclamation point, and it's just exclamation points in the color pink on Google Images.
Was this when she was with LaFace Records? And then she had Most Girls. Most girls want a man with a thing thing.
I don't remember Pink adding the exclamation point. Was there an announcement? Was it just something that happened?
A big press conference.
Subtly.
You don't remember?
It was recently. It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It might have been done for the internet. Because if you Google Pink, she's not the first thing that comes up. Mm. But if you Google Pink, she is.
It's like Panic at the Disco. Oh, wait, no. Panic at the Disco. Yeah. That's it.
Panic
at the disco. Yeah, 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 yeah. Or like Kesha with dollar sign, like ke dollar sign ha is how you say it.
There was an actual press conference. There was an actual press conference. Pink went to a press conference and said, now you need to put an exclamation point on my name.
Yeah, I think like BET and MTV had it like live. I think CBS News cut in. It was like a whole thing.
I think this is like a Mandela effect thing. I think some people remember the exclamation point and some people don't. Alternate timeline situation happening.
Linda Perry really changed the career of Pink. No, that's an interrogative.
What did you just
Pink.
Do? that was not an exclamation point, and it was not a question. It was someone Pink. Getting scared while seeing
it's an exclamation
Pink,
point.
What it was.
Exclamation point question mark. Pink.
I think it's like Pat Ink.
Oh. You're having trouble with this, Jessica.
Well, the exclamation was after the P.
Hell of a career for Linda
so
Perry.
So it's pet and then ink.
Ink.
Linda Perry was the singer in Four Non Blondes. They had that one hit, which I think is parenthetically what's going on. A lot of people call it what's going on, but I think it's something else that doesn't make sense. And everyone just says what's going on. The hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Banger. But she had this amazing career as a songwriter.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, that really explains.
What's going on?
It felt like you were yawning before that, like you were having trouble.
It's called What's Up. That's not a good name for it. So you can understand why. Was there a big battle between the record label and Linda Perry? It needs to be called What's Going On. It's being called What's Up. And then a request for Randall Cobb was made, and then eventually they landed on parenthetically.
People are just calling. There are a lot of songs like that, right, that are called by the incorrect name. There's no way that song is called by the majority of people What's Up.
No way in hell. I think most people actually call it, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah.
That's what jarred my memory.
I said, hey. What's good?
What?
Yeah, what's up does not land. Can you imagine if at the end of that hey, hey, hey thing, it was just, what's up?
Is the phrase what's up even
and
in the song?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? End of song.
Greg Cody asks a good question. Will you find anywhere in the song the lyric, what's up?
Yeah, cameo. No, that's word up.
That's all to America's thing.
Song.
Wait, was that also word up with an exclamation point?
Probably.
It had to be.
Word
it had
to be. Exclamation point. Yes, it is. Full circle.
Or maybe song two by Blur. Obviously, song two is not on there. It's just woohoo. Everybody knows that by woohoo.
Yeah. Classic. And no one knows the words.
You got his head shape.
I still sing Vokun anytime I hear that song in the bar. Just go, Vokun!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anytime Vokun made a big save at the Panther game, they would do that. Vokun!
Great contract that was.
It was great. It was such a blast.
Were you able to get that off the ground?
It was massive. Vokun! And they would play the song and people would lose their mind. And now what was really cool is the Panthers have they have very few traditions. The 1996 Prince of Wales Trophy and then the fact that they scream red during the national anthem. But now that we have Spencer Knight, they also scream Knight during the anthem when that comes up in the lyrics.
That's it.
Yeah,
that,
goosebumps.
That's what passes for history around here.
Yeah, Rockets red! Like Pink. With an exclamation point. It's red with an exclamation point. There is no use of what's up in the song What's Up.
Come on.
Is that right?
They don't even say what's up.
How can that be?
I mean, what's going on?
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit, and that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
You know, you go to buy gas and it costs $3.49.99 a gallon. Just round all the numbers off. We're getting rid of change in this country. Round everything off, include the tax and the total.
Stugatz.
It's really hard to stop the gas tank at 00, isn't it?
I know. It's like a game.
When you're filling gas, it's really, it's always 01, 02, 04. You get really frustrated. You try it again. You're trying to put more gas in the car than the car allows you to put gas in. I mean,
you can't stop at 02. You just got to go up to the next dollar.
Oh, you do. I can't. Yeah. 98 more cents.
I have to stop at either a 0 or a 5, or else it's.
Put it on the poll. Are you bad at stopping at the 0 at the gas station?
I started intentionally stopping at 01 because then I get 99 cents put into my savings.
Oh, that's good.
Because
that's
it rounds up to the next dollar. So, boom, 99 cents. Oh, really? Savings, just like that.
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
I'm encouraged. I haven't gotten shit for my shirt yet.
I was going to mention when I came in that it was very cowboy.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get a cowboy shirt. I like that aesthetic. But this shirt is a train wreck because it's navy blue and black. And it's supposed to have silver trim, but that's very clearly closer to an aqua. It's a train wreck of a shirt. But Cynthia and I were having a debate as to whether or not I could pull the shirt off. I said, if I can get by without a comment at work, that means I've pulled it off.
I would have said, I love your shirt, had I, articulated my thoughts out loud.
Really? It's an absurd shirt.
It doesn't look comfortable. It looks like it's a bit starched.
Oh, Dan, it does not breathe. This is a polyester.
It's a bit tight. Yeah.
No. I don't think it's tight. That's not what I meant.
It looks like it's sort of like cardboard, a material that's sort of...
boxy. I feel boxy. It's like a flag waving in the wind every time I walk down the hallway. But
so you were expecting to get criticized, and we complimented you, me and Jess. You can pull most things off.
Thank you. I made the decision 2 weeks ago on Amazon that I think I'm a cowboy guy now. I'm just going to occasionally dress like a cowboy. So that's what I'm doing.
Do you have a hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, a cowboy hat that goes with it?
No, I can't pull off a cowboy hat at all.
And you can't be a cowboy.
Well, I've given this thought because there are plenty of country music artists that dress like a cowboy that go sans hat. In my line of work, it's very difficult to pull off a cowboy hat. Headphones.
Right.
You gotta get the Francesa, doctor headphones.
The Francesa doctor ones. That's such a great shout because he's really the only person that has that, but I don't think I can... If I put my headphones upside down, which is a trippy sonic experience for me, I think I can make the cowboy hat work. But what did Imus have? Because Imus pulled off the cowboy hat. He just had the IFB things. Nah, I can't do that. So, unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get to be a fully fledged cowboy.
Did you get some spurs, maybe? Maybe that's what's next.
I think spurs would not go well with my Air Force Ones.
I mean, are you committed to be a cowboy or not? I don't understand.
I just want to be like a disco cowboy. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah, that's the look. That's the look. It also has a little bit of a bowling team aesthetic to it.
Thank you. You know, I just like to keep you on your toes.
No problem.
One day I'm a cowboy. The next day I'm going to be wearing this linen cloth that I bought in Tulum for $200.
Imus had the same setup as Francesa. So you can pull it off, Mike. He had the cowboy hat on and he had the headphones on underneath his neck.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, good. Yeah, because headphones really limit my fashion options.
We will get to Greg Cody's Back in My Day in a second. This is very exciting. A couple of consecutive weeks of hardworking Greg Cody doing Back in My Days. Correct. We will also get to a couple of interesting Olympic stories, including Simone Biles having some mental stuff going on because the Olympics are enormously pressurized. So we will get to a couple of interesting Olympic stories in a second, but we stop all to get to Chris Mad Dog Russo because he's being a mad dog about the Olympics, about Greg Popovich. This is Sirius XM Mad Dog Radio. We always stop everything around here when someone sends us some of the breathless, crazed, rage-filled sound.
You know, they do the human interest stories. Here's the Olympic watch party in, you know, Arizona, in Orlando. Oh, God, enough, please, enough. I have had trouble. I mean, I know the opening ceremony rating was horrendous. They had 17 million watch it, which was, you know, basically 100% less than any other. They had, you know, basically 50 million watch London. I know that. I don't know what the rating was on Saturday night. I like to find that, but I'm having trouble so far. And then, you know, and then if they're going to double down and they're going to start fooling around with this dopey peacock. And I screamed about this with the Federer French Open match. This is not the first time, when they put him on the freaking peacock and I was looking for scores all day. It really annoyed me. If they're going to sit there and they're going to put a U.S. basketball game on a peacock because they think they're going to get Chris Russo or a blue-blooded male, oh, you know, they're so desperate to watch it. I just watched a million NBA playoff games, including the final, which ended 5 days ago. If I miss USA France, I'm going to live. And if you're going to make it difficult and you're going to make me work for it and pay for it to see it, I'm out of there. I'm not that into it. And then you give me a coach who's a sourpuss. Every time I turn around, almost root against him. I'm out. I mean, Popovich is such a grouch. You know, sometimes it's endearing because you like him, but you know, you can't ask him a question. If you ask him something, he jumps down your back like you're a peon, and he's the king of all coaches. I mean, this is a team that's got Durant and Lillard. All right, they shouldn't be losing to Fournier and Gobert. I'm sorry. And here comes Holiday, by the way, who just won an NBA championship, who showed up. This team should not be losing to this freaking team from France under any circumstances. And if you ask him about that after the, you know, he got all upset after they lost in an exhibition game, he's yelling and screaming. He almost makes you want to root against the United States with his attitude. Oh, he's such a grouch, and he hates the media so much. Gee whiz. You know what? This is not little San Antonio, Texas, where you can intimidate everybody, and nobody's going to say anything in that small little southwestern Texas town. You know, this is, you know, you're supposed to be representing America here. You can't answer a couple of tough questions after a bad loss, and anybody who has the audacity to ask you a question is a bird brain? Oh, come on. Cut it out. Gee whiz. I mean, my goodness gracious, it drove me nuts. I can't listen to him after these games. If you ask him anything that is looked at negatively, he just, what do you know about basketball? You don't know anything about it. Oh, shut up, Popovich, will you please? Shut up. I'll tell you one thing. I guarantee you, if I was picking sides outside for my life and I had a choice of Durant and Lillard compared to Fournier or Gobert, I know which way I'm going. I'm going Durant and Lillard. I know which way I got a game to 11, and if I don't win it, I'm out for a month, and I don't get a chance to play. I'm picking Durant and Lillard. I'll let Gobert rebound, and if Fournier can make a shot fine enough, I'll take these two, and I'm not going to lose. He did.
It's not surprising that he would not be pronouncing Fournier correctly. Also, a couple of gee whizzes in there and a bird brain.
Yep. And cut it out. I mean, it's a staple of Christopher Mad Dog.
And Sagatz, let's not gloss over the fact that he thinks he's a better basketball coach than Greg Popovich.
Time,
the peacock.
Time now for Greg Cody's Back in My Day.
And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
Weed.
Yes!
Man alive, has the way that marijuana is consumed changed in my lifetime? I can't say it's the most drastic change I've experienced across adulthood. Bear in mind, the first words I ever wrote for the Miami Herald were typed onto triplicate paper on a battleship gray Royal Manual typewriter that weighed 60 pounds. But the evolution of pot is right up there, starting with the fact it was totally illegal back in the day, and now medical marijuana is blessed as legal in 33 states, and 11 of those states also allow its recreational use. I'd like to contrast one of my earliest experiences with pot to my most recent. After first noting, I went decades in between never using the stuff, in case any of my Herald editors are listening. Stay away from the evil weed, kids, or you might end up like Greg Cody. So, it's around 1974, and Greg hops into his Buick Skylark, pops in an 8-track, cranks up Led Zepp, and drives north to where he'd buy an ounce of pot in a plastic bag from a buddy in a clandestine exchange. The cost? $20. Funny as I recall it, but my guy used to throw in a pack of rolling papers gratis. Talk about marketing. The weed was awful. Weak. You picked it as clean as you could, and still the odd sharp stem or two would poke through the rolling paper. After you lit up the stray, seeds would pop like a vinyl record. You had to smoke a joint the size of your middle finger to feel an appreciable buzz. So, I did the recreational puff thing from very late teens until the dawn of parenthood, then didn't for a long, long time, until 2 summers ago. Wife and I are summer vacaying in Colorado, where it's legal. And we must have taken a wrong turn because we somehow wind up in a marijuana dispensary. I walk in expecting the people working there to look like Jimmy Buffett or Cheech. Instead, they look like pharmacists, right down to the white lab coats with logos. Next thing I notice is you can't buy a joint there. I don't even see any purple bongs for sale. My eyes didn't get any farther than the array of edibles, gummies to brownies to lollipops. There were spray and cream and drop form pot too, as well as the vaporized version. Just for totally legal fun, and at great cost, I might add, we buy a long plastic tube filled with about a dozen small quarter-sized Oreo-looking cookies. They're pretty potent, the guy warns me. Apparently, I don't believe him. Back in the hotel room, I gobble 2 cookies. At the restaurant, I think we ordered 27 appetizers. The medicinal benefits of THC are well known by now, prescribed to relieve stress and anxiety and lessen the symptoms of lots of illnesses, including epilepsy, Alzheimer's, Crohn's, and more. Or maybe all you want to do is laugh way too loud, attack the snacks, and lapse into deep philosophical discussions you can't remember an hour later. I'm Greg Cody, and that's how it was back in my day.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit, and that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.